What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the show, or welcome to the show for the first time. Lots of stuff to talk about. Spider-Man tickets are going crazy. It looks like it's going to be another Endgame, potentially. Who knows? I finally saw Bond, the new one. That was long. Also saw West Side Story. Can't get too much into detail, or can I? I don't know when the embargo lifts. But either way, there's going to be a review of it, so I'll talk a little bit about that. And I watched a whole bunch of other stuff that Brett didn't see any of. At all. Not a thing. And yeah, Brett Sheridan's back. How you like that, you filthies? Uh-oh, is that gimmick infringement? I don't know. Here we go. That's part of the song I haven't cut out yet, and I need to. And go. That's the theme song. That's our theme song.
Please turn down my headphones. Are they really?
Well, they're loud, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even know. How loud are they? I don't even know which one it is.
I don't either.
No, we'll find out in a second.
It's my first time here.
It might as well be. How you doing, everybody? Welcome back to The Big Thing. It's Wednesday. And, man, a lot to talk about. A lot going on in the world of entertainment and other shit. And who better than the expert of the hour, Brett Sheridan? How do you like this new the new graphics?
It's good.
It's better,
good.
It's right?
Nice. Yeah, definitely.
I like it without the border. I think that way you can just let people know who we are.
Yeah. Clean.
Yeah, a little cleaner. A little cleany cleanies.
Wide shot. Oh, look at that. See? That's nice.
Isn't that better?
Yeah.
I think I like that better.
Before, I felt like I was trying to squeeze myself in a tiny
little box.
Into a little place.
Yeah. Now that's over. That's a
I'm
thing
no
of the past.
Mime.
That's a thing of the past, my friend. How are you?
Good.
Yeah? How's things going on over on the Twitch land?
Oh, man. Twitching it up? Yeah, pretty good. We had a great show yesterday. Super fun. Yeah. Roxy had a great game. Some good fall over laughter moments.
Yeah,
and stuff like
good.
That.
Good, because that it's for people who haven't checked it out, SCN Live is every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 10 to 12 p.m. It is the interactive show on this network. People, when I changed the name of the channel, they're like, oh, so SCN is gone? And in big letters on the top, it says SCN Presents. But you got to, let people know. So have you guys been talking about Spider-Man?
Oh, God, yeah.
It's right around the corner. It's crazy.
Not that Spider-Man specifically. Yesterday, we brought up kind of the announcement of the they're going to do
three more. Yeah.
And whether, anybody wanted that and if they thought Tom Holland would, Tom Holland, I guess, made a comment somewhere where he said, if I'm doing this when I'm 30, it's going to be sad. And I'm like,
really?
Yeah.
Well, I had a conversation with Avid about it the other day. It was like, when people are doing these roles, why do they come back besides just the money, obviously? But it's like it's because they love playing the role. I'm like, not always. Not always. It usually is about the money, but it's also, Naveed made a great point. And he said, because you look at someone like Daniel Radcliffe. And Daniel Radcliffe he's still working and he's doing all these independent films and stuff too, but he's not in the spotlight the way he was when he's doing Harry Potter. And so in order to stay in that spotlight, and it's addicting, obviously, for people that you keep doing them. Because eventually he's got an Uncharted, but it doesn't look like a lot of people are excited about that one besides us.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. And he did didn't he start out kind of doing like what he did plays and things too, just to kind of Equus or something?
The first thing I remember him in was.
Showed his dong, right? On stage.
Oh, you're talking about Harry Potter? I thought you were talking about Holland. Is he already web slinging already?
No, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Yeah, I think he was donging it up.
He was donging it up on stage doing Equus.
He's my magic wand.
Hey, look.
Hey, look. Hey.
And why is he cocknailed?
I'm Harry Potter. Hey, are you so good in your way with you now?
He had to prop it up for the film, but he's real like.
Oh, go get Manscaped now. Do you know what I did for this? I thought of you immediately when I did this. So one of our wonderful sponsors that I'll bring up in a little bit, Magic Spoon, I put the link in the description yesterday, and somebody said, well, I tried clicking on it, but it didn't take me to the right site because you put Magic Poon. Very different brand.
Oopsie.
Very different brand.
Yeah,
Magic Poon. You ever had any Magic Poon? Well, once in my life. Wish I could go back just,
one day.
Went to someone else. Magic Poon.
Oh, if I could be in about time and go back to that Magic Poon moment.
Everybody needs some Magic Poon. And just don't have any at the moment. Magic Poon. Now it's never going to be the same. Magic Spoon didn't re-up. Why not?
Why not?
This cereal's delicious, though.
Oh, I got some.
Did you get some?
Yeah.
So good.
The kids destroyed it, and they really are good. Picky as hell, and they just burn through. Oh, like, I'm like, wait, that delicious. Was for, you know, Daddy's gluten-free and stuff here.
It's delicious. You know? We'll talk a little bit more about it in a second. But these tickets, though, for Spider-Man, they're going quick, man. They're like, I saw some report. What's the report? I'll read it right now. Sent it to me earlier today, and this is, what the hell was it? It was Spider-Man No Way Home had the biggest first day of pre-sales at Fandango since Avengers Endgame. It only took 2 hours for it to break the 2021 record, previously held by Black Widow. Other films it topped include Avengers Infinity War and both Last Jedi and Rise of Skywalker. Yeah, I was talking, it's funny because Naveed's like, I don't think people care anymore. I go, I don't think they're tapped in anymore, brother man. People give a shit. They really care. It's nuts. I've seen a few movies in the theater. Have you gone back? Have you seen anything in the theater?
I have not.
You haven't,
and okay. not because I don't feel like it. I just it just hasn't been in our docket yet. But
I was going to ask you last night if you wanted to come with me. I went and saw West Side Story.
Oh, I would have seen that.
Shit.
Yeah. But last night was what was I doing? I was doing other work and shit. Yeah, I was doing an editing gig.
So it would have been harder.
Yeah.
To do. It's long. It's 2.5 hours, and I'm trying to. I don't know when the embargo lists on this thing. If I'm allowed to talk about it enough, let me see. Because if I am, I'm going to talk. I want to. I can give my like initial thoughts, but I don't know what else I can say. But I saw it. It's obviously Steven Spielberg directed it. It's the remake of the 1961 version, and it's one of the most famous musicals of all time. So the embargo lift on Thursday, so I can't talk about it tomorrow. I'll have my review of it tomorrow. But what I can say is the same thing I said in my initial response is that, you know, what's different about like when people remake movies, you say, well, why did you do that? You don't need to make a remake of a classic. I find this very different because, yes, even though it's a classic, an Oscar award winning movie, how many times has it been put on stage since 1961? Oh, yeah. So Steven Spielberg is basically saying, well, the screen, that is my stage. And I want to direct a version of West Side Story. And you can tell it's a love letter to the movie, to the play, to the music. And to no fault of the 1961 version, because it was a very different time. In no world should Natalie Wood been cast as Maria.
Oh, you think somebody should actually sing the part?
Well, she did sing, but they dubbed her. But she did sing, but they dubbed her the music that you hear. You're right. It was dubbed, but she did sing.
Oh,
okay, they just didn't use her music.
Okay, that's how I got the story.
That a lot of people think that.
Yeah,
she did sing, but they cut her out. They cut her music out and dubbed her in with somebody else. But besides that. She's not Puerto Rican.
No, yeah, that's the big one.
She shouldn't have been in it. It's like it just doesn't. She's a phenomenal actress, very different time. It just takes away when you watch it, and I don't even know how old she was when she did the role. She was great in the movie, but when I don't know how old she was when she did that. This girl who plays Maria now, way more authentic, not just from the obvious reasons, but the fierceness that she plays Maria with, there's just something. She pops as a star. She's phenomenal in it. So the cast in general is really great. Some people are shitting on Ansel Elgort. I know he's got this whole controversy and everything around him, too. But minus that, I thought as far as performance goes, I thought he was really good. I thought he had great chemistry with this girl. She's the star of the show. She steals it. But there's a lot of great performances in it. He changes some stuff up, but not stuff where you're like, oh well, that's takes away the essence, just location stuff. Like I watched, you know, the song, the America song.
Yeah.
And so when you watch the original one where Rita Moreno is singing it again, because of the times, 1961, clearly in a soundstage and doing this, like this is locations that he's got them in the middle of a park dancing, and it's just, it's phenomenal to watch. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful movie. It's a great.
The trailers look beautiful. It's great. I mean, I did think they looked. And I don't know if I liked it or I didn't have any opinion really on it, but I'm like, this has the same look as the older one. I don't know. The tones to me seemed like they looked like he was trying to recreate that look.
It looks like it was shot in the 50s. Just, yeah. So did you watch any of the Beatles stuff?
No, I haven't yet. I've got to get on that.
So when you watch that footage, it looks so clean and it looks like it was filmed yesterday. So you could almost say that it looks like someone shot it and just this version of West Side Story and just cleaned it up. Just,
yeah.
It, but it took really
took it to the retoucher and you know.
Exactly. Little poontang. And I put that magic poon. And there we are, right back to
that
it.
That was an actual movie, right? That was an actual,
no, Pootie-Tang.
Pootie-Tang.
Pootie-Tang was the movie. I remember being at Acme Comedy Theater and people telling me, because was it Louis C.K. directed Pootie-Tang?
I can't remember.
Who directed Pootie-Tang?
I didn't even know the print. Was there something with the belts or something?
I don't remember. Let me see. Pootie-Tang.
Pootie-Tang.
Who directed Pootie-Tang?
What you guys talk about today? Pootie-Tang.
Yeah, Louis C.K. directed Pootie-Tang.
Huh. Well,
yeah, there you go.
Next. Next story, folks.
And his follow-up, Jerking Off. Ooh. Here we are. Yes, what'd you do? Jerk off?
He did show in Omaha
recently.
And a friend of ours went to it and said that he kind of lays into the shitty stuff he does. And
oh yeah,
yeah. I'm like, wow, you really just leaning into that?
I'll tell you what, it's online. You can listen to it.
Yeah,
not that particular show, but the stuff he goes. I've talked about it. One of his things is he's like, look, I did shitty stuff. He goes, and the thing is, like, he goes, everybody has a thing. He goes, it just happens to be that everybody knows my thing.
Yeah.
Now he goes, like, Obama knows my thing. Right? And he's going, but he goes into it and talking about how fucked up it was and all this, but he goes into it and he really, like, he's always been that kind of comedian.
Well, that exactly. He's never been not edgy, you know.
But he uses the stage, whether you fucking hate him or not.
Yeah.
He uses the stage the way that most people who aspire to be comedians want to use the stage. Mm-hmm. He uses it for that thing. He doesn't just think of, like, you know, this is going to be a cute bit. He fucking talks about anything going on in his life. That's what again, I'm not telling you whether you need to like him or not. You can't deny that he's one of the greatest comedians to come out in the last couple of years, 20 years.
And what do you do in that? That's the whole thing too. Is like, if you were in that position, what do? You just disappear? Do you try to reinvent?
It's his job. He's got to try to figure out a way. And it is everybody's right that sees him on the bill and says, "Fuck that guy."
Yeah,
I don't want it. That's where he has stepped. And that's where, you know, he leans into that, right? There's some people who are going, all right, well, let me hear what he's got to say. I'll check it out. Maybe I'll fucking walk out in the middle of a set, or maybe I'll go, hey, all right, laughed at it. Still think he's a scumbag, or other people go, all right, moving on. Did what you did. You explained it and I'm out. It's just weird.
And
people
and
come back from shit though.
Yeah, they do. And I think the way they do is the way they navigate and how they, you know, the way they apologize or the way they, you know, I mean, like there's certain people that go about it the right way and some that don't. And I think that the tough thing is sometimes you're just like, whatever you do, you're kind of fucked. Like, I mean,
yeah, it's going to carry with you.
Yeah. It's going to carry with forever. And, you know,
totally.
Who knows? Yeah. I'm not in that situation.
I get fucking Galaxy's Edge shit all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And this is like, still, it's like, that's why I decided I wanted to talk about it. You know, and say the same thing. It's just like, I was going through a fucking shitty time in my life. You know, same thing. No excuse. Use my fucking carrying that anger for a year and not talking to anybody.
Yeah.
And then going, oh, maybe you don't go to work that day, but you did, and you fuck it. But the same thing, you gotta own it. You gotta own it, and it's because it's when you start to not own it, that's the problem. But anyway, Magic Poon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any Magic Poon? I can't hear you now, my wife, baby. Hey. Okay. Now I gotta answer my wife who's texting me in the middle of.
Hello?
Let me tell her. She's like the bathroom police.
I think that everyone at the gallery senses when I start recording SEN, because that's when the texts come, and I'm like, I have to send out emails every once in a while. Just a reminder, from 10 to noon.
I'm sitting in this movie theater, and my phone, it's like, I can't, it's not like it used to be. I'm sitting in that movie theater, and the phone just doesn't stop vibrating, and I don't turn it on. I turn the sound down, obviously, because I don't want to bother people, and I don't check it in the middle of the movie. But I don't, if it starts going off enough,
then I'm
like, well, what's going on?
Yeah.
Changing water bottles. You need to change water bottle when you're at home. How long is the movie? Are you going to be back soon? it's like 57 texts. I'm like, why are you texting when you know I'm watching people dance around garbage cans? This guy is singing about Maria, and you still want to know if the recycling's going to get taken out?
I got to say, I'm a little bad sometimes with Lonnie, especially when we've been in the house a lot and she has to go to the office now. And I'll be like, so when you come home, what's the deal? What's the story? You know, because I get like antsy now.
I live 3 minutes away from where I watched the screening. I drove. It took me a minute and a half to get home because I was just like, I don't want to. Just go home. Just get there. And then, you know, walk in. It's like, I wanted to go to sleep. I'm like, it's 10:15. It's like, yeah, but I'm tired. And I'm like, I usually go to bed at 10. I'm like, it's 10:15. It's only 15 minutes past the deadline.
It threw it off. Threw it off that.
Just that.
Circadian, like, yeah. Whatever the hell it's called. Like,
how long is West Side Story? It's funny because I remember I've told this story to my daughter. She gets a kick out of my brother Brian when he was, I don't know how old he was at the time we watched it, but must have been five, maybe six, and we were watching, and West Side Story, the 61 version came up on the TV, and there's that scene when he goes, Maria, Maria, I'll never stop saying Maria. Six-year-old Brian goes, well, fine, turns the TV off, he goes, we won't watch this anymore. That was the funniest thing ever. I was like, always remember it. So he's like, right, you want to keep saying I gave you a shot.
Yeah.
Could have said anything else, but you're going to keep saying Maria? Now you're going to get this thing. That's it.
Hey, what I told you, I said, I'll listen to anything you want to say. One more fucking time with Maria. Hey. Who are you singing to now, huh? Yeah. Empty TV to say Wreck-It Ralph.
Emily.
Patricia.
I met a girl named Becca.
And her mother's name was Eugenia.
This is what we do on this show.
Gemma. I love you, Gemma.
Where is Earl? Tony.
Yeah. But I love Earl, Papa.
His name is Earl. Who wants a sausage?
Where's did you watch Bond yet, the new one?
No.
Good for you.
We've stopped watching
anything. Oh, like, what are you watching?
No, we watch shows. We it's the movie thing is always, and again, it's so
dumb.
Gotta
find the right one, right?
No, and then we watch 10 episodes of What We Do in the Shadows. You know, it's
right?
Yeah, we've just finished season 3 of that. We'll do Bachelorette. We've gotten to the checkout point of Bachelorette because when it starts to get kind of real, when people actually start getting upset about things, is when we check out because we don't like that. We like.
I can only watch Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah,
I can't watch the other ones now. Yeah. I just can't do it. It's just too much.
I'm surprised we did this time because we did check out from the last couple of them. But yeah, we do Paradise.
She still watches it. I can't. She's like, I'm gonna watch it tonight. And I used to be able to like grab a bowl of like cheese puffs and just sit there and the roses. But now it's like I can't even do it. I'm like I use it to watch other shit. Like I was watching the Beatles doc. I was watching the Beatles doc for it's good, man. It's really good. I've only been an hour into it, but I gotta finish that. But I watched Bond, and it's I'm gonna do a spoiler. Oh no, you're gonna watch it?
Oh, I won't remember. You know me.
You remember that. You'll remember.
I still need to see. I've only seen the first Daniel Craig one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a lot to watch then.
Yeah. That's not the one that everybody loves the most, right?
The first one people love.
That's the parkour, that amazing parkour kind of scene where he's chasing the guy in the beginning.
I feel like that's everyone. But the first one, I always forget the name of them. Was Casino Royale? Was it the first one? Casino Royale. Then there's Dennis Quantum of Solace, which is not Solace.
Spectre people like.
Spectre. No, not Spectre. The one before that. Shoot. The one with Javier Bardem.
Oh, Magic Poon.
Yeah, Magic Poon, which is the one that people are screaming at me in the live chat. Remember, we're not live. So, what the hell?
I think what he's thinking of.
I know. It's what the hell is it? I know Mike Kalinowski would be screaming at me right now.
It's so crazy. I honestly didn't even know they made this many.
Oh, yeah, they made a few of them. What the hell is it?
Skyfall
is the one that people, I mean, I like Skyfall the best. Some people like the first one the best. And then the Spectre was...
Okay, so Skyfall. And Skyfall was the last one?
No, that was Spectre.
Okay.
Yeah. Spectre leads into this one. And then
who's
this is
on first?
Exactly. Did you see that whole thing? I don't know if that was true or not, but the thing on Fox News.
Oh, God. It's on you.
It kind of seemed like a bit, though, didn't it?
Oh, 100%. 100% a horribly executed bit that made you feel uncomfortable and think they're both stupid.
Well, the guy didn't come off as dumb because he's like saying, you.
Yeah.
The show you.
Yeah.
And then I feel like it was kind of like a purpose done viral bit.
Yeah. The confusion, I didn't see confusion in her face or at least and him. He wasn't that frustrated, like, because it could have been more like, no!
Right. Yeah. I you know what would be funny?
Yeah.
One of those things. And it just didn't play as funny. It just, I don't know. It's stupid. But Bond, the last one, what the hell? I don't even know, Time to Die. Long movie. All these fucking movies are so long today.
Why?
House Gucci was long. Eternals was long. Dune was long. I don't mind those movies being long. I'm just saying they're all long.
And people think we are kids.
This is why I watch Dune. I love Dune. Dune's probably one of my favorites, if not my favorite movie of the year. But I'm glad that I watched it home. I mean, there's another. I get antsy. Some lady at the House of Gucci screening, Brett, I'll tell you, sitting there and like, I hurt my tailbone in college. It was a stupid couch that I had, and I wind up falling on it or something and hurt my tailbone. So if I sit anywhere for longer in one spot for longer than like 2.5 hours or two hours, I start to get like a little, I got a shift.
Yeah.
Not enough to where I'm making noises, but I got a shift. This lady has the balls to say the other day, I'm watching House of Gucci, she goes, stop moving. And I go, no. I can't. Like just like that. And I was like, quiet.
Yeah.
I'm not like grabbing your purse and throwing it up in the air and stop moving. No, like I'm smelling like old lady cologne.
To where she was directing it towards you, almost yes. Under her breath,
you're standing right next to her. I mean, not she didn't like say, hey,
yeah,
can you stop moving, please? It was like obnoxious, like stop moving. Like I didn't like almost like like she didn't expect me to hear it.
Yeah,
but I'm like, what? What? Why would I stop moving when I'm uncomfortable?
If I could.
It's like, but I wasn't, it wasn't enough to where it was, look, I'll be honest. I have been guilty of, if someone's sitting next to me and they're shaking their knee,
yeah,
or they're tapping their foot, I'd be like, hey, do you mind? Ladies. It's because that drives me nuts, but it's like, just, it was like a shift. It was like this.
Not a kid kicking you in the back of the seat or any shit.
It's like four away from her. I'm like, I'm sure that no one is complaining to you and they want to about this perfume you're wearing.
Yeah.
Oh. Can melt the eyebrows off a cat. Cats have eyebrows?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I think they're one big eyebrow.
That's what they are. It was an eyebrow that just grew into an animal. Fucking.
Our cat has a... like poop colored hair around its butthole, which is really nice. So it's like, it always looks like you have shit on
you. So we can't tell. Still, this dog, by the way, the dude.
Oh.
He's it's like he's like 6 months old now, whatever he is, and he's getting good on the walks, poops, pees on the walks, but he's still, he'll hold the piss or shitting for like 7-8 hours at night, whatever it is. And then every once in a while, you know, take him out every hour out here, he's going to piss on a doll's head.
Oh, yeah.
Just to let you know that, hey, and he looks at you. The dog doesn't have a mean bone in his body. The new Tazzy had an attitude. Mm-hmm. This dog doesn't have a mean bone in his body. It's the sweetest little thing.
I'm not supposed to piss on this?
Yeah, it's like, hey, you know, it was here, and I figured nobody else was playing with it.
Nobody
so,
else was pissing on it.
Piss on its head. Yeah, you know. No? Nope. Not a thing?
All right.
Can I have some chicken and rice? No?
All right. Well, note to self.
Don't piss on this doll.
This doll.
Yeah, okay. Right,
I'll find the white
one. No, or not this one either?
Oh.
Oh, okay. How about kids' rug? No.
We gotta have a family meeting here.
Oh, you said not to piss on this rug? Oh. I don't understand human. Yeah,
I think the memo I got said piss on everything. Until you find the thing that you're supposed to.
Or until I figure it out, which will be when I decide. Do you remember that sketch by Will Ferrell and Saturday Night Live with the dogs?
Oh, would you let some egg sucking dog?
I don't know about that
was
one.
Is it that one or no?
No, it's the one where when he's the dog trainer and he's telling how to talk to your dogs. And he says to the dog, he gives him like the dog food and dog's just staring at it. And he goes, this is how you talk to your dog in order to get him to do it. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, William. The filet mignon wasn't ready today, and we didn't have any. So just to let you know, you're a fucking dog. And the dog starts eating.
I thought you were talking the lawyer one where Chris Parnell goes out and is shitting on people's lawns.
No.
Yeah, so, no, that one's great. No. Where he's like, are you tired? You wouldn't let an egg-sucking dog poop
on
your
lawn? No, I didn't see that. Yeah. But it's like, I always remember the one with Will Ferrell when he's talking to the dogs. He's like, you're a fucking dog. It's really funny. What else is out there? What else? Bond. I'm going to go back to Bond. No Time to Die. I liked it. It's long. Daniel Craig's last Bond movie. People are like, well, the ending is where you're going to be, you're either going to be on one side or the other and how the ending goes. I didn't mind the ending for what this overall set of movies was. It's definitely a different feel than other Bond movies for sure. Once it's over, you're like, oh, all right. And then it definitely makes you wonder when they're going to cast the next one, how they're going to do it. And,
well, that was the big news the other day. And I won't even attempt to say his first name because I always do it wrong. But Alba.
Idris Elba,
Mr.
Yeah.
Alba.
Yeah.
Was possibly going to be a Bond villain. And I was like, that's not the news people really wanted. They wanted to be Bond, but maybe he's too old.
I don't think he's too old.
No, that's what some people had said.
I'm okay. Like, I think he's great. He's smooth. He's got the charisma. I think he'd be great. Yeah. But I also think that who else? You know, who I thought would have been great back in the day was Clive Owen. Too old now.
Yeah.
Him. Henry Cavill. Somebody still. I think that was rumored would also be pretty great. But Idris Elba is someone I definitely would like to see also. It'd be interesting. But the question is, I wonder, because it costs a lot of money to make, and I forget how much it made internationally, whether it was 300, 400 million. I can't remember.
Oh, this was the one that had to make a billion
make like a billion or something is what they said, which I never understand why they – that is a hard number to come across on any franchise. Yeah. Why are you trying – like, because I think that they still made – 500 or 600 million. I can't remember. I'm not going to look it up. So I think that they should wear, you know, they should put on very kitty gloves for the next one, and don't aim for these big, huge, massive budgets. And plus, whoever it's going to be is going to. Everybody calls me when they know that I'm. It's like they text and they call when they know that I'm doing these shows. I just can't. People don't understand.
Do a Bond origin story where he's a teenager.
Yeah. Someone's calling me to tell me that. So I was listening to the show. How are you listening to him? I'm not even live. Got microphones in the garage.
You can't say Magic Spoon
anymore. You can't say Magic Spoon anymore. We lost Magic Spoon because of it. So there you go. But here's somebody else we didn't lose. Someone we didn't lose. Shave your fucking balls. Shave them. And do them. Trim them up. What's wrong with you people? Still haven't done it? How long have you been listening to this show? Ho. Ho, ho, gentlemen. The holidays have come here early at Manscaped. You know Manscaped. It's the leading men's hygiene brand. Manscaped just launched new products, including their all-new Ultra Premium Body Wash and 2.1 in shampoo and conditioner. Did you get this, Brett?
Oh, yeah. I've got, yeah, but the shampoo and conditioner. So I love when I get these little.
Right, I know. It's like Christmas. And it is Christmas time, everybody. It's time to give yourself or someone who needs it the gift of beautiful skin, hair, and balls this holiday season. Go to manscaped.com and use that code BIGTHING for 20% off and free shipping. What am I going to get my dad? What am I going to get my uncle? What am I going to get my brother, my friends? Get them this. They're going to say, what is this? And then they're going to say, oh, my God, what'd you find this about? So I go, obviously, I found it out from the big thing. Jingle balls to the walls, fellas. Listen up. Untrimmed pubes are a thing of the past, and it's possible that you can have Santa's beard in your pants. Who wants that? It's time to leave your significant other some cookies and milk at the bottom of your chimney. And I'm talking about Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. I've told you, we've been in those positions before one time, and you go there, you think you're like chopping tomatoes with a machete. Don't do it. I did that back in the day. You know, it's like that scene in Predator when Billy has the knife and he's the big machete, he's waiting for the predator. Well, that's not how you should be approaching your ball back. You should be approaching it with style. So there's a lot of different things. This hygiene bundle that you'll get is going to come with a pair of Manscaped anti-chafing boxers that are going to keep your junk feeling fresh all day. It's the perfect package for your perfect package. See? I'm clever. Tis the season to load up on Manscaped.com and Manscaped products. So get yourself and your dad, your brother, and all your friends the best gift of all. That's Manscaped, the Performance Package 4.0. Now, if you want to like me, the way that you do that is you get 20% off. And you go, oh, I like him now. And free shipping with the code BIGTHING at manscaped.com. Every guy out there needs to add Manscaped to their wish list this season. So if you want to get 20% off and free shipping with that code BIGTHING at manscaped.com, you should do it. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code BIGTHING. Clean up your nuts and make Santa proud this year. Santa would be proud of you if you do that, bro.
Of course.
Why not?
He sees when you are shaving.
Yes.
He knows when you are not
so
shaving.
Shave your fucking balls right now because you don't want to stay.
Don't use a fucking machete.
Don't use a machete. Don't cut your balls. You want to make sure that you got really nice balls because you got to have nice balls tonight.
For date night.
For date night. Even if you're watching The Bachelor, or if you're watching Bond, or if you're watching Daniel Radcliffe with his naked wand. Hey! Ba-do-ba-dee-doo, ba-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Are you telling me Santa Claus is watching me shave my balls?
He has been accused of doing it. Him and Louis C.K. are on tour. And I don't really know right now what the hell we're going on.
You know, the more I think of it, Santa's kind of a creep. What the fuck is this guy doing sleeping?
He is. They say that he had a thing with one of his reindeer. It's really not really nice, but again, it's not too clear. Twitter went after him, trying to cancel his ass, but he is Santa, so it went away kind of fast. Santa is uncancelable right now. Give it some
Santa is uncancelable right now. We gotta lay that down.
Yeah. You tried to cancel his ass, but he
watching children sleep.
He's been doing it for over 200 years, so get the fuck out of his way.
They found a stack of tapes of him watching his shirt off. He had a whole room of videos.
He had all these cameras for years. He didn't release them to the government. Nothing. Yeah. He's had roadcasters for fucking 130 years. years. We've been setting up mics, watching people piss.
This guy had a warehouse full of piss tapes.
No, don't even get me started on the elves.
And they just still don't know where Ronnie it under the rug.
Where's Ronnie the elf? He's been missing for years. Oh, man, he's stuck up in a stall in Vegas. Shannon, can I come out? Got so much footage.
The dirt. This guy, that's the thing. He's got all this dirt,
dirt on everybody. People he's fucking walked in on.
He's lawyered up. Oh, Jesus. This guy is lawyered up.
And he doesn't pay anything.
He hasn't paid taxes in 100 years.
Here's the best thing. I want you to tell people I don't exist. Yeah. When I hit a certain age, I don't exist. Do you understand? They're shitting that bag and let me have it.
He's got this room called the DNA room. You don't want to know.
17 scientists locked in there with chains on their necks. He started COVID.
Christmas 2018.
He wanted some time off in 2020. Oh my God. Oh.
That's the Christmas movie people need to see.
That's it.
The truth needs to come out.
The truth needs to come out, Santa. Holy shit. Oh, that's good. That was good. Oh, man. All right. What the hell are we talking about? So, yeah, what else did we... Well, I'm trying to think what else was out there. There was something else, some other story I saw. Oh, what is it? Shit, man. Well, what else are you watching? You watch anything else? Any TV shows? What are you watching? Did you watch any Hawkeye?
No. Again, these things, it's like we're on something, and then we go, oh, shit, we need to watch that. We finished Lasso at one point.
Okay.
But then we pulled away from something else. The new season of The Great is out.
So, it's so funny. I've never heard of that show until Naveed the other day told me about it and said, oh, great. And that's the one with Nicholas Holt, right?
Yeah. And so, he is a lunatic in this show.
That's what he said.
It's amazing. Yeah.
I'm going to watch it.
Fanning. Is it Fanning? She's a...
Yeah, so it's Dakota Fanning.
Dakota.
Because I think he said L. Fanning, and people went, no, it's a no, wrong Fanning. No. So this is something, a story. While Disney hasn't released any viewership status at this point, independent analytics from Samba TV is reporting that 1.5 million U.S. households have turned into Marvel Studios' Hawkeye on Disney Plus over the five-day holiday. Samba, which measures a sample of 3 million households, says about 1.3 million stuck around for the second. It's not bad, not that bad of a drop, 1.5 to 1.3. To put that number in comparison, the previous Marvel Studios live-action series Loki premiered to 2.5 million, though. Households over its first 5 days and back in June was reaching 1.9 by its finale. On a premiere-to-premiere comparison, it's a drop of 40%. Hawkeye was also behind the debut of Falcon and Winter Soldier, which was 1.8, WandaVision, which was 1.6. Well, I'm surprised WandaVision was so low. But none of those, but none of those shows debuted over an extended holiday weekend as Hawkeye did.
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah. I mean, that's just timing right there, I would think. Because, I mean, I don't think Hawkeye is any more known than, you know, like Loki or anything like that.
Well, I mean, Tom Hiddleston, I think, is the more popular character,
yeah.
Loki but more so. But still, Hawkeye, reviews for Hawkeye have praised the series, which also drew 10,000 viewers in Australia. I mean, it's still a lot of people watching it, so it's just not the same. But I think that's gonna be the case for a lot of these series, whether it's Star Wars or Marvel. It's if you've subscribed to it for whatever you subscribe to it for, like you said, which of the Marvel series did you watch? WandaVision.
I watched WandaVision, Loki,
Winter Soldier.
Didn't do Winter Soldier or Hawkeye. Yeah.
So that's my point. My point is that you're subscribed to it.
Yeah.
You'll get to it when you get to it. You'll watch it eventually, or maybe you won't, right? Or maybe there's another series that'll come out of the Marvel stuff that you'll want to watch instead. Obi-Wan, you're going to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Now, Andor, are you going to watch Andor?
Is that animated or is that?
No, that's the one with Diego Luna from Rogue One.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, I'll check that out.
Right. So yeah. It's like, that's the thing, is it? And it's just a matter of, would you pay for it as a movie, like in the theater? Who knows? But the fact that you have it and then it's going to be on streaming, you're more likely to watch it. So
it's for me, it's just this thing that, like, I'll go, oh, yeah, I'm going to check that out. And when we're on the show, and then it comes to like picking things out, and it's like, Hulu, Disney, you know, right. And then HBO, right. And then suddenly you forget, like, the next day.
So go, much shit to
said,
go
if you
on.
Started this, you're like, wow, yeah, that's right.
I know. That's the thing. Is, of course, I want to finish the Beatles thing. That thing I have to finish. It's fascinating watching that and how that all goes. I'm surprised you haven't started that yet. But that one, I started watching Spencer. That's about
Diane, Princess Diana?
By Kristen Stewart. And I started watching, and that's one of the ones that Sadie she really wanted to watch it, and then she was bored to tears by it. So she's like, I don't know if I'm going to finish. This seems a little pretentious. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to finish it. I'm going to watch. I have to watch it on my own, which is fine. And I got that Ben Affleck movie, the one that's coming out, the Tender Bar.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch that. That I really want to see. Sing 1, we just watched with the kids the other day. So probably going to watch Sing 2. That's coming. That's one that I want to
see. I saw Sing 1 in the theaters.
Yeah. Well, Sing 2, I'm going to watch. And then Spider-Man is coming around the corner. People, as I said, if I get a screener for it, or screening, rather, I'm going to go and check it out for sure. But I'm not going to rush out to go see it in the theater with everybody else. Like, you know, people are losing their minds to get tickets, and good. I'm glad that they're doing it. But I'm probably just going to catch like a 9 in the morning screening, whatever.
You don't want to get a screen packed out. I mean, as soon as I bring in Charger back, I'll be able to borrow the Spider-Man.
It's true. Have you guys played that at all, or no? It's just sitting in the closet now at this point.
We haven't played much. You know what we got? We play Mario Kart a lot together.
That's good. So you mean the other day when I said, oh, I wish I could play Uncharted right now? Is there a reason?
You're hurting.
Speaking of Mario Kart, did you happen to see, or no, you didn't see it yet, Jared Leto plays Luigi in House of Gucci? It's like, the more and more I think about it, the movie it's fine. I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. But when I initially saw it, I couldn't tell what I thought of him, because he's like, you definitely entertaining watching him, but he's in a different movie.
Yeah.
And, oh, a bread. Oh, look at me. Oh, it's like so over the top. It's like, and he's wearing this ridiculous, like, I mean, he looks fine in the costume, but I was talking to someone, they're like, yeah, but when you look at the side by side and you listen to the guy that he plays, it sounds like him, looks nothing like him and sounds nothing like
him.
Lady Gaga, to me, because some people were giving her shit because they said, like, her accent sounds a little more Russian than it does Italian. But watch the interviews with the woman that she plays. They sound similar.
I saw her on Colbert, like, you know, talking about her process, and she was very method with it, and was, like, calling her mom and talking that way and stuff
like that.
She was
great.
Yeah.
She's
the best part of it.
She's really good. I got the best comment yesterday or 2 days ago from that review, and I saved it. It's hilarious. Is this it? This is it. Oh, this is hilarious. Yeah. Selen Blue says, how you mentioned Gaga last LOL. She is the reason the movie became big. LOL. Sit down, loser.
Oh.
I love it.
You know what that is? Well, LOL abuse.
It's right there. Total. How you mentioned Gaga last, just one big run-on sentence.
So you'd say, you stop when it gets to LOL. So you talk as that guy.
Okay. Right. How you mentioned Gaga last, LOL. She is the reason the movie became big, LOL. Sit down, loser.
That's LOL to me. That's, it's LOL. Like, if you throw in LOLs in strange you better be places, laughing. Like,
right. Or just, or even like, how you mentioned Gaga last? She's the reason the movie became big. Sit down, loser.
Sit down.
Loser. I am sitting down.
I've seen this show.
I'm sitting.
I don't think you ever stand for
about?
It. He will not stand for this.
Well, Santa isn't giving you a dildo this Christmas. I'll tell you that.
He's watching you in the corner, LOLing to yourself.
Whack it off. Sleigh balls tie those balls.
The footage he's got on you, LOL.
LOL. Hilarious. Sit down, loser. But I have been, it's been a lot. I mean, it's been really positive on this channel, though, man. I've been, it's been fun answering. I go through every, you know, I've been commenting back to every single person. Like, it's been great. And by the way, if you haven't had a chance to subscribe, please do it. Subscribe today. Hit that notification button. It helps, everybody. It helps. All right, listen, you know what helps? What helps? Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon, everybody. Magic Spoon. If you didn't know about Magic Spoon, I'm going to tell you about it. Magic Spoon is fantastic. I love it. I love it. And Brett, you love it too. You've been eating it a lot.
Oh, just tore through them.
It's really, really good. And I was skeptical at first. I was like, okay, come on. Because, you know, when you grow up, cereal to everybody was one of the best parts of just being a kid. Most people have to give it up because it's full of sugar and it's just junk that you shouldn't eat. So I was trying to cut down on carbs and sugar on unhealthy food, and you just can't eat anything good anymore. So I've done the protein shakes, the powder, but finally, there is a new delicious way to get protein before and after workouts. Good protein snack. We are looking and we are trying to eat better. Healthy breakfasts, everybody, doesn't have to be boring. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors that you love, but without all the bad stuff. Listen to this. 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. Only 140 calories a serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. There's a variety pack. 4 flavors are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter. Brett, what are you eating? You doing the cocoa and the peanut butter?
I told you, no joke.
Yeah.
There was like just the remnants of all 4 bags that I put them all together. It was so good.
Really?
It really was. Like peanut butter, fruity, frosty. No joke.
I was going to combine the fruity and the frosty next. I did the peanut butter and the chocolate. The box almost wiped out already. It's really good. It tastes like regular cereal from your childhood, but it is super nutritious. It is delicious but super healthy cereal that really brings joy to your mornings for afternoons. Go to magicspoon.com/bigthing and grab a variety pack. The link is updated. And try it today. And be sure to use that promo code BIGTHING at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, as they should be, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they're going to refund your money. There's no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/bigthing. Use that code BIGTHING. Save $5 off. Thank you very much, Magic Spoon, for being a sponsor of this podcast.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
No, that's good. I definitely was skeptical because anything that announces that it has no soy, no this, no
sugar. You're like, but does it taste good?
Yeah.
And it does, man. It was really, I mean, and I try to find snacks sometimes. They say, you know, for them in the copy for it's morning, for breakfast, or for lunch. I always try to find that snack like right after dinner.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I want to get protein. I don't want to have like
a bowl of ice cream or anything like that.
So you want to have something. So this is what I've been doing. I after about 2 hours or an hour and a half after dinner, you know, have a little bowl of cereal.
I was throwing it in the lunches, the fruity ones. It's just smart.
It's all. Look at that.
Look at that.
Look at that. Look at that. What are you doing? You figuring it out? Trying to. All right. What else is going on, Brett? What else are you doing? What's going on in your life?
Oh, geez. Well,
how are the kids doing?
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Yeah, we're. I think that, you know, they're back to school. They're feeling good. Yeah. I mean, it's. I think, you know, some of the smoke's cleared, but you know, I think things are getting a little better.
Yeah. You excited about? You excited about Saturday?
Oh yeah.
Spectacular, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not gonna be able to be there, you can get it at the SchmodownLive.com. It is the end of the year. If you've never watched the Schmodown Spectacular before, it is the Professional Movie Trivia League, and we are having our big event. Brett's gonna be there with Kate at the expo. So if you guys are able to get there December 4th, get a ticket. Try to get that. I don't know. I think expo tickets are sold out, but you can come check it out. The SchmodownLive.com. A lot of surprises are going to happen, a lot of big moments. It's going to be a lot of fun. So even if you can't get there, check it out on the SchmodownLive.com. As we move on here, what the hell time is it? It is. What the hell time is it? Is it 10 o'clock? I don't know. Who knows anymore?
It's 10.
Yeah. 10. You talk now. I want you to say something.
Yeah. Listen, people.
Yeah.
You gotta eat the spoon.
No, we
you
did that. No, we did that. Next, what else?
What else is going on in this? Oh, Magic Mike 3 was announced.
I did hear that. Do you like those Magic Mics? Well,
this was the gag I pulled yesterday. Was Roxy was playing this great game. It's How You Doing? We had asked you questions like I did quite well.
You did pretty well.
It was me and Kate.
Because what? It's like now it's like the third day of Hanukkah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And what was we asked her like? Do we say Happy Hanukkah every day of the week?
Yeah, how does that work?
One text. She's one sufficient.
Once, okay.
But I kind of popped out for a second while they were talking, and Alex was explaining the news story, and I popped back in, and I go, hit me with that next question, Roxy, as if to say, like, nobody wants to talk about Magic Mike 3.
You know? Right, yeah. Well, I mean, it's only reason it's because the first – what happened?
I just pulled this cord. I thought the whole thing was going to come down.
I thought the fucking squirrel was back in here again.
Santa was
he is relentless, that little bastard.
Oh, I heard him when I came in. He scurried off.
It's the same one, dude. It's the same one. Naveed brought up a really funny point, though. I said, what if it's one of your relatives coming back to visit you? And I said, imagine if it's my brother coming back to visit me, and I'm screaming at him to get the fuck out of here.
Locking him out.
And just kicking and throwing fucking shit at him to get him out of here. And he's like, this is why I don't come back to visit you. What are you doing?
It's ridiculous.
I think I'm doing stand up again one more time before the end of the year. Jake Lewis at Flappers. I'm going to see if there's an extra spot for you. Would you want to do it?
Jeez, I don't know if I'm ready.
See, I knew it. There's two things I knew. One, if I didn't ask you, it'd be like, how come you didn't ask me? Two, if I did ask you, it would be, I don't know if I'm ready.
I 100%, you would think I would, I think Kate said that I was like jealous or something like that. No, I honestly, like, when I'm ready, I will hit you up. I mean, I don't know what it is. There's something about
it. Yeah,
but
you're one of these, you're like that kid that never really wants to swim, but the second you pick him up by the pants, throw him in the pool, he starts swimming.
Yeah, it's a tough one for me because I think the last two, before everything went down, I think I got really excited and then I was deflated. Like, because I was already talking to Ellis
ready,
about because
you're ready to move.
Yeah. I was talking about, oh, we're gonna do this one and this one, and then it was just
but
like,
the deflation shit. That's the whole thing. If as long as I've known you, you let that cloud kind
of. This was a big one.
Of course, but I mean, what are you gonna do? It's like, so I think, like I said, if there's an open spot, I'll see if I can get it. For you, and then we'll go do that spot. The only thing that I'm worried about, because I know this is going to happen, because I confirmed with him yesterday that I would do it, but the problem is it's right around that time when I guarantee you the Spider-Man screening is going to be.
Oh, man.
I bet you it's the same night, and I would probably cancel the stand-up because I really want to see the movie. Plus the fact, you know, we're doing the rewatch series now with me and Winston. Are there any rewatch movies that you'd want to see? That you'd want to do, because we're doing Matrix, me, Kate, and Coy.
Okay.
And then I'm trying to think of the ones that are coming out, like.
Oh, so you're rewatching things that are having.
Like coming up soon, you know, like things like Matrix.
Matrix would have been. Yeah, I did.
That was disgusting.
Oh, bless you.
Okay.
No, we only showed Blake the first one. I don't think we showed him the second one. Yeah, I would have done Matrix,
yeah. Spider-Man, obviously, we just did the rewatch of that. We did all the Star Wars ones. I'm trying to think what else. Star Wars we did because we wanted to see how they tied into the upcoming shows.
Would Ghostbusters count as one?
Did you see Afterlife yet?
No,
I think you like it, man.
I want that.
I liked it.
That's actually one when I was like, you know what? This looks fun. I don't think this is
great family movie.
Yeah. And I didn't think it was going to like ruin anything from the other ones.
No, not at all. It does. It's some people, that was a complaint that some people had, was that it was too nostalgic and they rely on nostalgia. It's the guy's son who's making the movie. And that was a very warm, like really enjoyable movie. And the end made me tear up.
Yeah, sure. I bet it will. I
liked it.
Yeah,
I liked it a lot. And I, you know, there's some. It's a little slow at points, but for the most part, the girl, the lead girl who plays Hal Ramis's granddaughter, awesome. She's like the main star of the film. Like I like Finn Wolfhard, the kid from Stranger Things, and it. I like him a lot, but I was like, do we need another one where he's like the lead kind of kid who's trying to figure it all out? And he's not. It's not his role. He's more like the awkward teenager who's trying to make it work. He helps, but he's not like the lead.
And Paul Rudd, I can't. I mean, I can't go wrong with Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd's great. Paul Rudd's great, and he's. And, but they also don't rely on him the whole time. And I thought I liked it a lot. I really did. I thought it was a nice. It was just like a fun appetizer.
Yeah. From the minute I saw the little clip of it, I know we were joking around about like, Ben brought it up that like, how did these kids not know about the giant marshmallow and that walked down
they
the street?
They did know about it.
You know,
but they do.
I think they Googled it. The way the trailer was that like they had to research it. Like it wasn't common knowledge.
Yeah. Think about how much stuff is out in the world in general, right? Granted, it's not a giant marshmallow walking around, but there's things that people, history-wise, I think, I can't remember. Either way, there's so much that Goddard is way, like, him and Bibbiani, I don't know if I have more opposite tastes on films than the two of those guys. The things like, we just see movies so differently.
I think we also think that, kids are paying attention to anything historical because, I mean, even my daughter didn't know about, like, 9/11or anything like that. I mean, like, so that's, you know, they don't immediately start teaching them about
things. And they're only 10, 11 years old. Yeah. I'm pretty sure, though, that Finn does know about it and said, oh, you didn't know about that? You didn't know about New York? And he tells her about it. If I remember correctly, but...
That was a funny bit, but that wasn't going to take me out of it. And that first trailer, I was like, okay, I like. Where I was like, oh, they're just going to recreate it. But
there's little fun things that they do throughout the movie that I was like, oh, that's a nice nod. And other people are like, oh, they just lean on nostalgia. Who cares? Do you feel good at the end of it?
Oh, how dare you? You know. Be nostalgic about Harold Ramis.
Come on, have a
heart.
I liked it. It's funny. I've seen a lot of shit. A lot of good stuff, I should say. Between that and House Gucci. Oh, that Tick, Tick, Boom.
I've heard great things about that, too.
So King Richard.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of shit now. I got back into it. Started watching again because I think it's Oscar season coming up, plus the fact that I was one... a lot of things I just wanted to catch up with. As I was doing this channel, I was like, well, let's see if people still give a shit if I'm doing movie reviews. Yeah. And they do. So they've been watching them and they've been very, very kind, saying nice things. So I was like, okay, let's check it out. Let's give some more reviews. I got West Side Story coming tomorrow. I'll do Matrix. I don't know if I'm going to, I'll probably sing to Tender Bar? Is that what it's called?
Tender Bar, yeah.
Tender Bar. Is the one that I'll do also. So I'll have a few more before the end of the year.
That's a lot. That's a lot to take.
Yeah,
in.
But I mean, but I don't run to the. I don't. The thing is, what we used to do, Ellis and I would go. I ran into Alonzo Duralde last night, and we were talking. Like I used to see Ellis and I would see like four movies a week, and maybe even more sometimes. And I just not going to see everything anymore. You know, it's just more stuff I really want to see or things like Ghostbusters I really wanted to see. Gucci I really wanted to see. West Side Story really wanted to see. And boy, am I glad I saw that one.
Was Gucci you good?
It's good. You remember, I was a little more excited about it than you guys were. It's good. It's, again, very long, but it's good. And I liked watching it. I liked learning the story. I didn't know a lot about the story beforehand, so learning it. I thought Adam Driver was really good. I thought Gaga steals the show. Pacino's Pacino. Look at me. Paolo. No. That's what he does throughout the whole movie.
Let's go.
Yeah, ask me something. I'm Paolo. Ask me something.
Hey, Paolo, we got to unload all this Gucci gear.
I have a show. Paolo. Like the whole movie.
Paolo.
Every time I was like, I couldn't tell if I like was watching him. I don't know what I was watching. It's a very kind of like a, hey, look at me.
Yeah.
I got a costume on and watch this. Oh,
check out the schnoz they put on me.
The more and more I watch it, it's texting back and forth with Dan Merle. You know, so he couldn't stand Jared Leto's performance. And I was like, it just reminded me of Luigi.
Yeah. If I say it, that's all I'm going to think. I didn't think it was going to be something where I was going to be amazed by it in like a serious tone, but instance, I wanted it to be all pretty goofy.
Oh, okay. Well, no, but a lot of it, but it is pretty serious for the most part, because when you like,
I mean, it's a serious subject.
Yeah, but when you look at what Lady Gaga's character did and the kind of like the status jumping and what she did and how she did it and the way she, and like the kind of inner turmoil that happened throughout the family, and it's kind of a tragic tale, obviously, too. But like that stuff I found fascinating, and learning about that kind of stuff was great. But if you look, I mean, that's like you could kind of call it a biopic, I guess, you know, because it's about the House of Gucci. But if you're talking about biopics that I really was really blown away by, was King Richard, because that usually most movies are exactly what I said about House of Gucci. It's like, it's good, you know, but it's more about the performances. Like whether it's a lot of these most biopics, whether it's Judy or Ray, it's like movie was good. Pretty much, this is how they got started. This is what happened, and then you leave it. But you're talking about the performance. This movie is just really good. It's King Richard movie.
Oh, the trailer got me choked up. Yeah. I knew that was one I would have to tread lightly on watching it being right.
But it's not. But it's not. It's a feel.
But it's a good. Yeah. It's a good cry.
Feel,
it's a good.
Yeah, like, you feel as a dad. You know. Yeah. You'll feel good watching it for sure.
I just the little scenes I saw with them. Who's your best friend? That one, you're just like.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's really good. It's really good. All right, listen. Santa's not getting no shit this year. No chance. Yikes. He's just so what Brett and I did.
We've just been. He's gonna dox us.
He's watching us in the corner right now. That's the other thing. He's invisible. We had a fun show. Thank you guys. If you're brand new to this show, please make sure you subscribe. Do that. Check it out. And then, last thing for you all, just got to show you this because we're very excited about it. Here it is.
Don't miss the biggest event in movie trivia history, the Schmodown Spectacular 6. All of the championships are on the line. Lady Justice Marisol McKee looks to defend her championship for a second time. The Outlaw John Rocha, the final match in the Outlaw's storied career. Get your tickets now. TheSchmodownLive.com.
All right, so if you can be there, you should be there. December 4th, the Globe. Do it. Check it out. Check Brett out on the Twits. Check Brett out on SEN Live every day, Monday through Friday, except today, obviously.
No, I did. I will be on today.
Will you be on today?
Today.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah, well, you will be on today. You weren't on yesterday. So, SchmodownLive.com, all that other stuff. Guys, thank you so much. We appreciate you. And keep on commenting. I'm going to answer them. So I dropped dead. All right, see you later.
Making a list.
Oh, oh, oh.